Nasser in News. I'm Mary Rose. Slain conservative and Salem Radio Network talk host Charlie Kirk's memorial service is underway right now, and the service is being distributed live by SRN. Pastor Rob McCoy, the co-founder of Turning Point USA, says Charlie Kirk had a deep and abiding faith.
From the thin veil of heaven, Charlie declares to all earthly powers and principalities who will gather here, they have come into the presence of the God of all creation. Charlie wanted his Savior to be the guest of honor.
Building a legacy remembering Charlie Kirk is taking place right now at a packed State Farm Stadium in Arizona. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law intended to curtail abortion pills.
The law will take effect in 3 months. It lets anyone file lawsuits against those involved in providing the pills in the state. Plaintiffs who win the suits collect as much as $100,000. The idea is to clamp down on the abortion pills, which are getting into Texas even though they are banned under state law.
Correspondent John Scott. An emerging TikTok deal with China will ensure the U.S. companies control the algorithm that powers the app's video feed, and Americans will hold a majority of seats on a board overseeing U.S. operations. That word comes from White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt in a Fox News interview yesterday. A central question has been whether the popular social video platform would keep its algorithm after the potential divestment of Chinese parent company ByteDance. Congress passed legislation calling for a TikTok ban to go into effect in January. President Trump has allowed TikTok to keep operating in the U.S. currently. This is SRN News. A warning for pastors.
It comes from a new poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, and it asks people how they would feel if they found out artificial intelligence was involved in something they are exposed to. The survey did not ask about sermons per se, but it did reveal that 71% of people would dislike a political candidate who gave a speech written with help from AI. And 56% would not like a similar news story, suggesting they would also not welcome a sermon if you had an AI assist to write it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A professor, Amanda Segrist of Coastal Carolina University of Sports Management with a law degree, says women's sports will be doomed if lawmakers and courts allow men to compete. Now, the Supreme Court has already ruled against transgenderism in one case, but has not tackled the issue where it concerns sports just yet. This is SRN News. A painting by a 20th century Mexican artist could break records when it goes on the block this November at Sotheby's.
A self-portrait by Frida Kahlo and Sueño La Cama has an estimated price of $40 to $60 million. It may surpass the highest price for a female artist's work ever, currently $44.4 million for Georgia O'Keeffe's Jimson Weed White Flower No. 1. The Kahlo painting, created in 1940, depicts the Mexican artist in a four-poster bed with a skeleton lying atop it. It's part of a November 8 sale featuring over 100 surrealist works. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rome's International Airport has opened a dog hotel to make travel easier for pet owners. The facility offers temperature-controlled floors, private gardens, and ambient music for relaxation for the dogs. More details at srnnews.com.